This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Before September 11th, campaign finance reform was a major issue on Capitol Hill. Congressman Chris Shays and Marty Meehan were trying to force a House vote on a reform bill they had sponsored, but they suspended their efforts after the terrorist attacks. Last week, as Congress rushed to adjournment, the issue suddenly came to life again. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Connecticut Republican Chris Shays has gone up against his own GOP leaders twice before on the issue of campaign finance reform. He won both times. Now the stakes are higher. The Senate has already passed the bill, and President Bush seems likely to sign whatever Congress gives him. Shays and Massachusetts Democrat Marty Meehan need 218 House members, a majority, to sign what's called a discharge petition. That would bypass the House leadership and compel an up or down vote on their bill. Now they have 214 of the 218. They picked up four signatures just last week with help from House Democratic leader Dick Gephardt. Shays says he's confident.
We're going to put it back on the agenda in a big way when we get back after the holiday break.
Conventional wisdom holds that Speaker Dennis Hastert won't let Shays and Meehan get all the way to 218. It would represent a loss of control for Hastert. But leadership aides said he's not interested in cutting a deal. And Shays said he hasn't been approached about any deal.
The Speaker of the House made it clear that since a majority of Republicans don't favor this bill, even though a large minority do, that he is going to wait till he gets 218 signatures. In essence, he's basically given people license to sign who support reform because he's saying the only way it's coming up is when you get your 218 signatures. It's not coming up a day before.
The Shays-Meehan bill would essentially ban the unregulated contributions to party committees known as soft money, and it would regulate campaign ads that are produced by ideological and special interest groups. Republican leaders support a more modest bill by House Administration Committee Chairman Bob Ney, an Ohio Republican. Last week, Ney reiterated the leadership position that the Shays-Meehan petition really doesn't mean much.
Frankly, I think a lot of people that signed the discharge petition may not necessarily vote for Shays-Meehan because some people have indicated to me they're not going to. They signed the petition for one variety of reason or another, but they won't vote for the measure.
If history is a guide here, Ney could be right. The current rules for discharge petitions are 70 years old. Just two petitions have led to changes in the law. Political scientist David Rohde, who studies Congress at Michigan State University, says that House leaders still have room to maneuver. Even if Shays and Meehan get 218 signatures, Rohde says Hastert could still bring up the bill on his own terms. Or, Rohde says, Hastert and Majority Leader Dick Armey and Whip Tom DeLay might just be feeling lucky.
They may believe that given their record of winning on very close votes recently, they may think that even if they bring the bill to the floor, they might have a chance of now of beating Shays on the merits.
The House was supposed to choose between Shays-Meehan and the Ney bill last July, but that series of votes was short-circuited in a procedural fight which led to the discharge petition. So nobody knows how a showdown would come out. The only sure thing is that if campaign finance reform does get to the House floor, some version should pass, because almost nobody wants to go on record defending the way they're raising money now. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.